Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. We have been able to look at sentences containing tags, and we've observed that such sentences have got two parts, a statement followed by a question. The statement may be affirmative or negative, and generally, if the statement is affirmative, the question is negative. If negative, the tag is affirmative. Here are some examples.
He is a teacher, isn't he?
They don't build houses, do they?
He's a teacher, isn't he? They don't build houses, do they? So far, we've been able to examine only the form of these sentences. In all such sentences, the speaker makes an assumption. This is an important aspect of the meaning of all sentences containing question tags. This assumption is expressed in the first part of the sentence, namely, the statement. The speaker then proceeds to ask his listener to confirm or reject his original assumption. This asking for confirmation is expressed by the tag. To use our earlier example,
he's a teacher, isn't he?
He's a teacher, isn't he? Adjo assumes that the man is a teacher. She presumably has doubts about her own assumption. So she asks her listener to confirm or deny this assumption. And she does so by asking,
isn't he?
Isn't he? They don't build houses, do they? Adjo begins by assuming that they do not build houses. She then asks her listener to comment on her assumption. More precisely, to say whether or not her assumption is valid. All tag questions have this meaning. An assumption and a request for a comment on the assumption. We are going to listen to a dialogue. It is a continuation of an earlier one.
While we are waiting, let us look at the agenda for the meeting. What have you got there?
Item number one, call to order. Why do you smile?
Nothing. I just thought it was unusual.
Unusual?
That is unusual, isn't it?
Why?
You don't normally put this on an agenda, do you? The chairman does not get up to say, the first item on the agenda is call to order, does he?
You don't mean he does not call the meeting to order, do you?
No, but I didn't think it was necessary to put that down. What next?
Prayers. You look amused.
Not everyone coming to the meeting is a Christian, you know that.
Not only Christians pray. Non-Christians also pray, don't they?
Yes, they do. But are we going to offer Christian or non-Christian prayers?
Either Christian or Muslim.
Not everyone is either Christian or Muslim. There are non-Christian and non-Muslims, aren't there?
Be practical. In such a situation, I think it would be useful to be practical.
I am being practical, aren't I?
You probably are. I don't know. But there are no Buddhists or Confucianists in our club, are there? I grant there are Muslims.
But there are animists too. Animists, I said. Animism is a religion.
Okay. For purposes of this meeting, we shall take you for a Christian. You wouldn't mind, would you?
That would be taking too much for granted, wouldn't it?
Thank you. That's the end of the dialogue. Now, let's look at some of the sentences again. Listen to one of Adjo's sentences. It is important.
I am being practical, aren't I?
I am being practical, aren't I? A positive statement followed by a negative tag. Note, however, that contrary to our general rule, the auxiliary verbs in the two parts of the sentence are different.
I am being practical, aren't I?
I am being practical, aren't I? The auxiliary in the first part of the sentence is am, but that in the tag is are.
I am being practical, aren't I?
And the sentence is correct. In a tag question, if the first part contains the auxiliary am, the question tag always contains are.
I am being practical, aren't I?
And not,
I am being practical, aren't I?
Let's listen to a couple more examples.
You don't mean he does not call the meeting to order, do you?
You don't mean he does not call the meeting to order, do you? You don't mean it, do you? Negative statement followed by affirmative.
There are non-Christians and non-Muslims, aren't there?
There are non-Christians and non-Muslims, aren't there? Observe the pattern. There are, aren't there. There are, aren't there.
Be practical. In such a situation, it would be useful to be practical, wouldn't it?
In such a situation, it would be useful to be practical, wouldn't it? A positive statement followed by a negative tag. The auxiliary would occurs in both statement and tag. The pronoun it also occurs in both. Now, listeners, let's listen to the dialogue once more, this time much more slowly.
While we are waiting, let us look at the agenda for the meeting. What have you got there?
Item number one, call to order. Why do you smile?
Nothing. I just thought it was unusual.
Unusual?
That is unusual, isn't it?
Why?
You don't normally put this on an agenda, do you? The chairman does not get up to say the first item on the agenda is call to order, does he?
You don't mean he does not call the meeting to order, do you?
No, but I didn't think it was necessary to put that down. What next?
Prayers. You look amused.
Not everyone coming to the meeting is a Christian. You know that.
Not only Christians pray. Non-Christians also pray, don't they?
Yes, they do. But are we going to offer Christian or non-Christian prayers?
Either Christian or Muslim.
Not everyone is either Christian or Muslim. There are non-Christians and non-Muslims, aren't there?
Be practical. In such a situation, I think it would be useful to be practical.
I am being practical, aren't I?
You probably are. I don't know. But there are no Buddhists or Confucianists in a club, are there? I grant there are Muslims.
But there are animists too. Animists, I said. Animism is a religion.
Okay. For purposes of this meeting, we shall take you for a Christian. You wouldn't mind, would you?
That would be taking too much for granted, wouldn't it?
Thank you both. Well, that's all we have time for, listeners. Do remember to tune in for our next program. Have a good day. Goodbye.